CD 8.
How will this work? Said Saccharissa, trying to look intelligent. It was much better to concentrate on something like this than think about strange men getting ready to invade again.
Slowly, mumbled Goodmountain, fiddling with the press. You realize this means it'll take us much longer to print each paper?
You want it colour? I give you colour, said Otto sulkily. You never said quick.
Saccharissa looked at the experimental iconograph. Most pictures were painted in colour these days. Only really cheap imps painted in black and white, even though Otto insisted that monochrome was an art form in itself. But printing colour... Four imps were sitting on the edge of it, passing a very small cigarette from hand to hand, and watching, with interest, the work on the press. Three of them wore goggles of coloured glass, red, blue, and yellow.
But not green, she said. So, if something's green, how have I got this right? Guthrie there sees the blue in the green and paints that on the plate in blue.
One of the imps gave her a wave.
And Anton sees the yellow and paints that, and when you run it through the press...
Very, very slowly, muttered Goodmountain. It'd be quicker to go round everyone's house and tell them the news.
Saccharissa looked at the test sheets that had been done of the recent fire. It was definitely a fire with red, yellow and orange flames, and there was some, yes, blue sky, and the golems were a pretty good reddish-brown, but the flesh tones, well, flesh-coloured was a bit of a tricky one in Ankh-Morpork, where, if you picture subject, it could be any colour except maybe light blue. But the faces of many of the bystanders did suggest that a particularly virulent plague had passed through the city. Possibly the multicoloured death, she decided.
This is only the beginning, said Otto. We will get better.
Better maybe, but we're as fast as we can go, said Goodmountain. We can do maybe 200 an hour, maybe 250, but someone's going to be looking for their fingers before this day's out. Sorry, but we're doing the best we can. If we had a day to redesign and rebuild properly...
Print a few hundred and do the rest in black and white, then, said Saccharissa, and sighed. At least it'll catch people's attention.
Once they see it, the inquirer will work out how it was done, said Otto.
Then at least we'll go down with our colours flying, said Saccharissa.
She shook her head as a little dust floated down from the ceiling.
Hark at that, said Bodney. Can you feel the floor shake? That's their big presses again.
They're undermining us everywhere, said Saccharissa, and we've worked so hard, it's so unfair.
I'm surprised the floor takes it, said Goodmountain. It's not as though anything's on solid ground round here.
Undermining us, eh? Said Bodney.
One or two of the dwarfs looked up when he said this. Bodney said something in dwarfish. Goodmountain snapped something in reply. A couple of other dwarfs joined in.
Excuse me, said Saccharissa tartly.
The lads were wondering about going in and having a look, said Goodmountain.
I tried going in the other day, said Saccharissa, but the troll on the door was most impolite.
Dwarfs, approach matters differently, said Goodmountain.
Saccharissa saw a movement. Bodney had pulled his axe out from under the bench. It was a traditional dwarf axe. One side was a pickaxe for the extraction of interesting minerals, and the other side was a war axe, because the people who own the land with the valuable minerals in it can be so unreasonable sometimes.
"You're not going to attack anyone, are you?" she said, shocked.
"Well, someone did say that if you want a good story, you have to dig and dig," said Bodney. "We're just going to go for a walk."
"In the cellar?" said Saccharissa as they headed for the steps.
"Yeah, a walk in the dark," said Bodney.
Goodmountain sighed.
"The rest of us will get on with the paper, shall we?" he said.
After a minute or two, there was the sound of a few axe blows below them, and then someone swore in dwarfish very loudly.
"I'm going to see what they're doing," said Saccharissa, unable to resist any more, and hurried away.
The bricks that had once filled the old doorway were already down when she got there. Since the stones of Ankh-Morpork were recycled over the generations, no one had ever seen the point of making strong mortar, and especially not for blocking up an old doorway. Sand, dirt, water and phlegm would do the trick, they always felt. They'd always done up to now, after all. The dwarfs were peering into the darkness beyond. Each one had stuck a candle on his helmet.
"I thought your man said they filled up the old street," said Bodney.
"He's not my man," said Saccharissa.